under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day. I pray that you will write this number down, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion about the issue of the day. Let me remind you, this broadcast is designed around you, our listener. We set the stage. We build the speaking points and the issues, and we ask you to call in and give your thoughts, your consideration to that. You make the show. We look forward to hearing from you each and every day. The issue that we're talking about today, the demonic deterioration of America. I know that sounds negative, but I want us to understand that as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we need to see things through the prism of the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, every day we see or hear more and more of the anti-American, anti-God rhetoric that's being spewed out across our nation. Just recently, there's about 200 different groups joined together to have a nationwide rally, riot, demonstration, whatever you want to call it, against the American government, we the people, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our liberties that we have in America are at stake today. And these 200 different groups, every ism and schism, every low life that you could think of, and I use that term literally, crawling around on the streets across our nation, blocking terminals, airports, train stations, in the position of trying to block entrances to schools and shopping centers, etc., in the streets, stopping cars. People out trying to molest Tesla dealers, Molotov cocktails used to explode and blow up the automobile simply because they reject Elon Musk being a part of the Trump administration to find waste, fraud, and abuse. Now, do you think this is sporadic, spontaneous? Do you think these uprisings... With what I simply call those that are the zombie walking dead mindset, do you think they have just gotten out of bed, decided, I'm going to go down to the street corner and I'm going to demonstrate today? Do you think that? If that's what you think, ladies and gentlemen, you're absolutely barking up the wrong tree, if I can use that communication style. It's wrong. That's not what it is. It's orchestrated. It's planned. It is developed to undermine and to, by demonic deterioration, destroy the foundations of America. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And ladies and gentlemen, we all rejoiced when President Trump was elected. We yet rejoice with what we see President Trump doing. We, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we feel that it was God's divine intervention that put Trump in back into the presidential office, in the Oval Office, to be the executive to lead America, protect America, preserve America, defend America. And I believe that's what he did. And ladies and gentlemen, when that took place, all the demons started coming out of the closet. Yes, they're demons coming out of the closet. They're dressed like Hakeem, and they're dressed like Cory Booker. They're dressed like Chuck Schumer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm simply saying, it's my most humble opinion, that we're witnessing the demonic activity that is thriving today because of fighting against, trying to destroy what God is wanting to do. That's my opinion. We're going to go into depth on that today. There's some court relief that we'll talk about today, where John Roberts finally decided to get off his seat of do-nothing and try to command a little authority over the judges in black robes across America that the Chief Justice has the responsibility of reining in and controlling, that he hasn't been doing at all. At least there's some modicum of effort on his part to do so. I don't know what motivated him to change. I don't know what sparked that little idea in his mind that I need to do something, but thankfully he did. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about these demonstrators and in interviews on what they call the street interviews, what they're saying, what they're thinking, what their mindsets are, and exactly what their motivations may be. And most of all, we're going to talk about, why are they there? Was it spontaneous? Or is this an orchestrated effort by some people, some organizations? Or is it orchestrated by the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party? I'm going to let you decide. I want you to talk about it. I want you to call in and tell me your thoughts. But let me remind you, as we face the issues as we're doing today, day by day by day, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book. Jesus said, I am truth. John 17:17 is affirmation of the Word of God. Thy word is truth. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Truth is not looked at with respect today. Truth is looked at with a demeaning, deteriorating, destructive eye and mindset from those that reject the truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist, said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see taking place today. And it's the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Death of truth. And yet we have 55% of Americans today, the younger generation. Headline says, most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. Their mindset is, and I quote, each person determines his or her own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. Anything other than that is a half-truth, and a half-truth is a whole lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says this, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge each and every day. That's the attempt on this broadcast every day, is defend the truth. Dig down under the rhetoric and find the truth. I've said before, and perhaps some of you know this, I don't want the media to tell me, well, I'm going to break it down for you. No, I don't want you to break down anything. I can take it. I can sift it. I can look at it, analyze it, and understand what's being said. I don't want the media to put their bias on what is actual news and make the determination for me what that news means. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole is Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag. Flagpole, the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for a Time. Ladies and gentlemen, the demonic deterioration of America. I believe we have Woody on the line. Woody, go with your question or comments, please.
Yes, Pastor. Thanks for taking my call. I apologize for any background noise. I'm actually driving, but I wanted to make a few comments on this subject this morning because I don't believe, and I mean this sincerely, I don't believe any of us in this country understand the magnitude of evil that our nation has committed against holy God.
Yes.
We're very much like, and maybe even worse than Israel and even Judah in the time of Isaiah. A couple of nights ago, I challenged a group of people to, over the next 33 days, read the 66 chapters of the wonderful book of Isaiah that I believe applies right now to our day, and particularly Isaiah 1 through 6. Mm-hmm. And that's two chapters a night, you know, 66 books in the Bible, right? And there's 66 chapters in Isaiah, and it was what the Ethiopian eunuch that was riding along in a chariot, and Philip saw him reading the book of Isaiah and asked him what he was doing, and he said, I'm reading Isaiah, but there's no man to tell me what it means. And Philip hopped up in there with him and explained it, and the man asked to be baptized, so Philip baptized in the ditch and then disappeared. I said that to make this point. If we will read the book of Isaiah very carefully and allow God to speak to us, don't do it with a commentary or anything else, just read it. Just read it carefully, two chapters a day for 33 days. Let the Lord speak to you. I think you will see, I think the person who reads it will see, the direct correlation between the book of Isaiah and the time we live in, and particularly Isaiah chapter 5, 20th verse of the 5th chapter. Woe to those who put good evil and evil good. Our nation is now a nation of inverted principles. And we've been led by the Democrat Party. Satan owns that party. It doesn't give a reprieve to Republicans because there's some very misguided folks in that institution. But we are a polarized, we are a polarized nation. And I say that even more than an opinion. We are a polarized nation, and we are divided into those who at least are inclined toward the Lord, or those that are Psalms chapter 10 people who have no thought for him and who lie in wait to destroy everybody. Last thing I would like to say, with your permission, if there's a couple more minutes. The people on the radio and on the television in the pulpits, and I heard one, a good man, on Sunday morning, a guest speaker, who himself was a former warrior but wasn't speaking like one, who have taken such a passive view of evil. Well, leave it up to the government, you know, let's just preach the gospel of Christ. Well, that's true. We need to preach the gospel of Christ in season and out of season. One of the reasons we have the problem now. But we also, the synthesized concept clearly seen in Scripture is that men in particular are protectors of culture as God is a protector of culture. 31st chapter of Proverbs says, you know, if you see those people being led away to slaughter and you do nothing, then woe on you. And we're also called to be watchmen on the wall in Ezekiel 3 and 33. And we're not.
Yes.
We haven't done it. We must stand up to evil, and in standing up to evil, legally, we have to do it within the law, but in standing up to evil, we're at least making a statement physically for people to look at and say, wow, he really believes that. Yeah, because if you believe something, you do something, and we're not doing enough. We need to stand up, and that gentleman who was he's pulled a trigger in anger and warfare, yet he's very passive in his approach to, well, don't get involved in government, and, you know, let's just do what God told us to do. Well, I think it's pretty clear that we are to defend the culture, the widows and the orphans, and to take up for those who are being led away to slaughter. And this nation, Pastor, is being led away to slaughter, and I'll rest on history of that. We are very much like the city of Carthage when Scipio the Younger destroyed it in 146 B.C. We're there. But I hold that if we just read the book of Isaiah very carefully, we will find out pretty quick in Isaiah chapter 3 that all those indications, the four things that God lays out there when a nation is under God's judgment, is in our nation and in spades. And I believe Donald Trump, God bless him, I'm elated for his election, but I don't believe it was to deliver America. I believe his purpose is really to just show the depth of the evil in this nation, in this country, and particularly what the Democrats have done. They are Psalms 10 people, and God's not going to tolerate them long. So Isaiah 3:10 says, tell the righteous it'll be well with them. So we'll cling to that, Father, when we see the bad stuff happening. We won't go through the wrath of God. But as men, we are called to stand up and take a stand, and I think even at the cost of our lives. End of commentary.
Absolutely. Woody, I'm in full agreement with what you've said. Spot on with the statements. Let me, if you've got a minute or two, let me put you on the spot with a couple of questions that I believe would be edifying for our listeners today. These riots, so-called demonstrations, by the hundreds of thousands gathered in the public squares across America, are they spontaneous? Or are they bought and paid for? I'm looking at an article. I'm going to read just a paragraph or two and then throw it to you and let you respond. Huge crowds gather in the hands-off rallies nationwide to protest Trump and his administration. Article reads, tens of thousands of protesters mustered in the cities and towns across the country on Saturday to sound off against the Trump administration and his cuts of the federal government and its policies. Carrying homemade posters and chanting hands off, the protesters came out of more than 1,200 rallies nationwide despite rain in many of the cities, et cetera, et cetera. And it says in this article there were over 200 different groups that had gathered together. And here's the key that I'm going to toss to you. Jamie Raskins, for example, was part of the group, and he says in this statement, our founders wrote in the Constitution that we did not begin with, we the dictators, told the crowd, the National Mall. We're organized as over 100,000 people are gathered. And it goes on to talk about what's her name that was running for president, laughing. Yeah. Kamala, Laughing Kamala was part of it. They were encouraging these rioters to continue to riot and to demonstrate. So when we see this, spontaneity was not in it. It was planned and prepared. What are your thoughts about that when we see these that are demonic deterioration leaders in our nation, and yet they're in the highest offices in America? How do we respond to that? How should Christians, and you touched on it, pastors in the pulpit, should we be silent about it, or should we speak up and face what is taking place and challenge our congregations to be salt and light? Just talk for a while on that.
All right, how about the first one? Let's go to Psalms chapter 2, verse 1. Why do the heathen rage? Why do the heathen rage and the people believe a vain thing? And then let's go to the Olivet Discourse, and Jesus is talking about, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the coming of the Son of Man. Well, as in the days of Noah, how was it? And violence filled the earth. And I wonder why that would be, because of 1 John 5:19, we are of God, but the whole world lies under the sway of the evil one. The fingerprint of Satan is violence and discord and hatred. He is the god of chaos, and chaos is descended upon America because we have not trusted in the Lord and done what he said to do. And I will hold this, and I'm living what I speak in this case. The Shema of Israel, Deuteronomy 6, 3 through 9, applies to me. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and might. And the words that I command you this day, that's Moses speaking to the fathers of Israel, the words I command you this day shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children. We have not taught them diligently to our children, and so the evil leadership that has been inspired by Satan in our country has captured the minds of our children. And if you look in Isaiah chapter 3, you'll see the first indication of a culture being under God's judgment is insolent children, like those who mocked Elisha in the She-Bear right. had to come and eat them. It
That's
is
right.
because the fathers have not taught the children, so we have these demonically influenced leaders like Raskin and you can't just put Democrat on it, and that's what they are.
Yep.
They have despoiled an entire generation of children because Christian fathers, Christian men, principal men, did not lead their children or teach their children. And so it's a roundabout answer to your question, you know, why are we as we are, and what do we do about it? Well, we do exactly what the Lord God told us to do. Love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. To know his word and to teach his word diligently to his children. We must boldly take a stand. We are, in fact, the army of God. And I don't care what my well-meaning special forces, now pastor friend, said from the pulpit. We understand what Ecclesiastes says. There's a time for love and a time for hate, right? A time for scattering, a time for gathering together. It is now a time for Christian men to stand up and at least verbally and then through the strength of the stand and the actions taken, say, thus saith the Lord. And if people reject it, then the blood of the people is on their head. But America needs to understand we are in the greatest peril we have ever been in as a nation, despite the fact we probably have the best, most proactive president that we have ever had. What a conundrum. Amen. That's all I'm going to say.
Absolutely. One final question. I'll make a statement and throw it to you and let you go. We are in amazement and wondering, I say we as a nation, generally speaking, how is it that all of these prestigious universities have grown up with these little Nazis and pro-Palestine and anti-Jewish people, and yet there's a wonderment, how is this? I think that we've had Nazi, socialist, Marxist, communist professors for 50 or 60 years in our prestigious universities being paid for by taxpayers' money, that we have brainwashed them, we have weaponized them, we have caused them to hate America, and now there's no wonder that that's what is being born and bred, or bred and born out of our universities. Tell us a little bit about what you see as the promulgating history behind that and where we are, and then I'll let you go today.
Well, that's really easy. And we just go back to the 30s, to the cultural Marxists that invaded this country ahead of the buildup of the Nazi empire in Europe. They were fleeing that conflagration that was about to take over Europe. They came to America with their 1917 version of communism and Marxism and immediately set up shop in this nation, funded by Jacob Schiff's Adam Schiff's great-grandfather, Jacob Schiff. Mm-hmm. In the 30s, they came here and they set up shop, and hear this word many times in the news recently, Columbia University, which then completely indoctrinated all of the New England major universities that were formerly seminaries, and the game was on from New England and the Ivy League. The other universities in our country were contaminated. It's the cultural Marxists of the 30s, funded by Jacob Schiff, who was the George Soros of that era, whose demon spawn today, Adam, is in our government representing exactly what the Democrat Party is. People need to understand, hell is in D.C., and the reason there's so much hatred against Donald Trump, who's certainly not the world's greatest Christian, but he stands for the values that our country has lived by, succeeded by, for, you know, the first 150 years of our existence. And then we started to go astray. Cultural Marxism, 1930s, that's what it is. And the fact that we've raised indulgent children who were not taught by their fathers, so they believed a lie. And that's it.
That's it. Well, Marshall, I'm thankful for your input, for your statements that I believe should be edifying for our listeners today. Thank you so much for taking time to call, and we need to keep looking up. As you know, and I've said so many times, our redemption draweth nigh.
draws nigh. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about today the demonic deterioration of America. And we've just spoken to a caller, and we talked about the major spawning of unrest. And I simply call it those that are the walking dead. They're dead, if you please, with any spirituality. They're dead with any recognition of our nation, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights in particular. They want to accomplish nothing more and nothing less than the undermining and the destruction of our Constitutional Republic. We know it as America today. I watched some of the walking dead, if you will, as I believe it was a anchor person from, or a spokesperson from Fox News, if I'm not mistaken, that was going through the crowd, especially there in New York. And he went through the, walked through the mobs, the hordes of people, just most of them looked like a dropout from society. Some with masks on, some with the different colors of hair, some with big signs that were, you could tell, professionally made, and others with signs that were just scrawled out. But let me just give you a little idea, a little smattering of what was said. Now, they were asking the questions. So the question was, generally speaking, what are you here for? What are you demonstrating for? Why are you here? And one zoned out zombie said, "Man, I'm against war." You would have thought that he was a throwback to the 60s. Another one said, "Kill Trump." Now, my personal opinion is that he was, should have full face recognition. He should be plucked up by the DOJ and prosecuted for putting out a threat on the president's life. But that was his statement. He was asked, "Why are you here?" He said, "Kill Trump." And then another masked anarchist said, "Trump will destroy our democracy." And the questioner said, "How?" He just said, "Trump will destroy our democracy." He couldn't answer the question how or why or his philosophy on that or his thoughts. He was just repeating what the news media had been saying, repeating what the socialist, Marxist, communist in the Democratic Party had been saying. One other person says, "Don't take my Medicaid." Another sign read, "Don't cancel our insurance." Another one said, "My insurance is too high." Another one, there was one that simply said, "Palestine must be free." Ladies and gentlemen, there's a Duke's mixture, if I could use that term, of philosophies and mindsets of the walking dead in those riots, demonstrations across America. They needed to have strength by numbers, needed to show numbers, and so over 200 different strands of the walking dead, the zombies in America, being paid to go out and do so. One held a sign that says, "Resist." That was the reason he was there, just resist. Another held a sign that said, "My body and my choice." Another sign read, and their protest, "LGBTQ, protect." Protect LGBTQ. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today the demonic deterioration of America. The question is, what are we going to do about it? How should we respond? What should we do? Our previous caller talked about the fact that we need to read the Scripture, need to study the Scripture, need to turn back to God. We need to pray, study His Word, and ask Him to intervene in the preservation of America. But let me ask you a question. What if that's not God's plan? What if God's plan is simply the opposite of that? What if God's plan is to for us to see His hand at work and putting the proper person in office, and yet a total revolt against that on a national level that will help to speed up the ultimate deterioration and destruction, demise of the United States of America? I don't know. I'm sending out, just putting out some possibilities and probabilities based on what we're seeing from a Christian worldview. I believe that as Christians, we need to stop being silent. We need to be salt and light. Stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. Grow a spine. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute top of the hour news. Right after that, be right back to continue to face the issues.
Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine, and WAT.